Okay, and again, feel free to interrupt with questions. We're going to talk about the halachos of Oneg Shabbos and the Shabbos meals, the mitzvah to have three meals on Shabbos, the prohibition to fast on Shabbos. So we begin with the Rambam in Source 1, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halach Aleph. The Rambam says, Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos. There are four things that were mentioned regarding the observance of Shabbos. Shnai mina Torah, ushnaihem midivrei sofrim. Two of them are from the Torah, and two of them are rabbinic. And vehem uforashim dehanaviim. But they were sort of explained by the prophets. Now, there's their hint. There are two rabbinic mitzvos that are, you sort of see some sources or hints to it from the neviim, from the neviim, from the prophets. Shabbat Torah Zachor V'Shamar. When it comes to the Torah, when it comes to Shabbos, we say Zachor V'Shamar, generally understood to mean Zachor is the positive mitzvah of making Kiddush, and Shamar seems to be the prohibitions. V'Sheni Sparsha Yodei Neviim, Kavod V'Oneg. There's a mitzvah of Kavod and the mitzvah of Oneg, of honoring Shabbos and enjoying Shabbos. Shenemar V'Karasa LeShabbos Oneg V'Liktot Shem B'Chubad. You should refer to Shabbos as enjoyment. You should call Shabbos delight, enjoyment, and sanctified to God, mechubad, and honored as well. So there's a in Pasuk in Yeshayahu, which is on Source 2. So im tashim mi Shabbos raglecha, so is chavatecha b'yom kachi b'karasa l'Shabbos odeg v'likta shem mechubad. So this Pasuk talks about, Yeshayahu is talking about keeping Shabbos, and he talks about making Shabbos a time of oneg and also kavod. Okay, so you turn to Source 3. We're focusing now on oneg. Right? We saw, we discussed the mitzvahs of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. It's both kavod, it's both honor, and it's also, it's preparation for Shabbos, also enjoyment of Shabbos. We're only going to talk about oneg now. We're on page 106, where the Source 3, where the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beit, asks, Bamema ango. So how do we honor Shabbos? So Rabbi Yehuda Breid, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Bishmei Derav Amar, Betavshil Shel Tardin, with a dish of beets. I just want to let you know, I would probably not fulfill this mitzvah. I don't like a dish of beets. But Vedagim Gedolim, large fish, Verashe Shumim, and heads of garlic. So these were considered like delicacies of the times of the Gemara. I don't think it's, if you don't have, dish of beets, then you don't fill the mitzvah of oneg. He's just saying you have to have something special, something enjoyable on Shabbos. And Rav Chiya bar Ra'ashi Omar Rav, afilu davar mu'ud, even a small thing. V'lichvod Shabbos asahu. The key is, even if you do something small, but you do it to honor Shabbos. Harei zoneg, this is enjoyment. Mahi, what is it? Omar Rav Papa, kasada harsada, small fried fish. So the idea to have, you fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos by doing something, eating something a little bit different, lechavod Shabbos. But we know that the rabbis, they want to try to create parameters in order for us to fulfill this rabbinic mitzvah of Oneg, and they told us that we have to have three meals. The truth is, this idea of three meals on Shabbos, it's not so clear. It's actually a debate as to whether this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, Torah obligation, or a rabbinic mitzvah, mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Gemara in Shabbos, in Source 4, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, says, Tana Rabbanan, rabbis teach, Kama sudos chayvan lecho b'Shabbos. How many meals are you obligated to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh, three. Rav Chitka Omar, arba. Talking about counting calories. Four meals, he says, you have to have on Shabbos. Okay. Amar Rav Yochanan, shnei mikra echad darshu. They both use the same pasuk. And one says three, one says four, based on the pasuk. Ve'omer Moshe, what's the pasuk? Ve'omer Moshe, ichlu hayom, ki Shabbos hayom, la'ashem hayom, lo timtzeu basadeh. Moshe says, you should eat the man on Shabbos today, because today is Shabbos, you're not going to find any in the field, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, right, before, this was actually given before the Torah. The notion of Shabbos was actually before the Torah. Torah was given in Parshas Yisroel, Parshas B'Shalach. We find the mitzvah of man, and we find that man is given, and we're told that it doesn't fall on Shabbos. Moshe says, you're not going to find any man on Shabbos. You should eat it today. Now, Rav Chitka Savar, Hani Tlase Hayom Levar Me'ursa. So the Pasuk says, Ichluhu Hayom, eat today, Ki Shabbos Hayom, Hashem. Hayom, so it says the word Hayom, three times. So Chitka says, so you have to have three meals today on the day of Shabbos. The night of Shabbos you have one, and during the day you have three, so a total of four. Rabban Savi Bade Dorsa. No, when it says Hayom, it means three during the halachic day. And we hold like that. We hold that we only have three meals during the day. But what's interesting, according to this, it seems that this is a Torah obligation. Again, it's not explicit. It doesn't say you should have three meals today. It seems to be derived from this pasuk about having three meals on Shabbos as a Torah obligation. The Sefer Yireim in source 5, so he was a Rishon. He was a student, I think he was a student of Rashi, or maybe two generations after Rashi. So he says, Shalosh Seudos, Tziva Yotzreinu B'Parshas Vahi B'Shalach, Shem commanded us in Parshas B'Shalach, Yochlu B'nei Yisrael Gimel Seudos B'Shabbos. That Shem commanded us to eat three meals on Shabbos, Tziv, as it's written, Ichlu Ayom, eat today. B'chol Milu L'Nafik Yidei Chovaseh B'Seudos D'Shabza. You don't fill your obligation with anything, Kim Benehema, only with bread. If you have to have three, so he makes 2 points here. Point number one is that it's a Torah obligation, and point number two is you only fulfill it with bread. In other words, if it's a real meal, then it has to be something for which you have Birkas HaMazon. Again, this is not the bottom line halacha, but to give you the breadth of different understandings of how we understand this obligation. You've turned the page. He says, "V'taima." The reason the hukra demafkinu mine gimel suudos alechem kai. So right. So why does he say that the three meals have to be meals with bread? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu told them to have ichlu ayom, eat today, there's a mention of lechem. There's a mention of bread. Because it says, "Hu halechem shenasa Hashem lechem la'achla." The man is referred to the lechem that Hashem gave to you to eat. So what he's saying is, when Moshe says, "Eat today," he's referring to lechem. Obviously, it was man, but we learn from here that on Shabbos you eat hayom, you eat three hayom, so you eat three lechems. That's what he holds. This view of the Urayim is not the view that's generally accepted. The view that's generally accepted is not that. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, so he lived at the end of the 19th century, and he cites also the Lavush. Lavush was a rabbi who lived, I think, in the 50th or 60th century. He wrote that Shehei Min HaTorah, he said it's a Torah obligation, Ki Dechsiv Tlas Hayom, similar to the Urayim. V'im Efshar She'edam Mamash Min HaTorah, but maybe if they're not from the Torah, so he thinks maybe at least they were a decree of Moshe. Shekin kibo mi Sinai, he received them from Sinai. So it may not be it's an interesting formulation. They're not from the Torah, but they are a decree of Moshe that he received from Sinai. Not so clear exactly what this means. It's because usually from the Torah does mean halacha l'moshe misinai. So it's not exactly clear what he means here. But he says that hey maramzim neged gimel avos. They're hinting to the three avos. Neged Torah nevim ksuvim. Like three is, you got three avos. Torah nevim ksuvim. U'shal shenitem lahem saman, nitem lahem al gimel seudos. And when he gave them the man, it was for three meals. U'dvarim gedolim norim tulim gimel seudos elu. It's very important, etc., etc. And he said it's in the Zohar, three meals. Okay. Now, the Kolbo is the majority view. The Kolbo of the Rambam is the majority view. It's what we generally hold. Source 7. You have to have three meals on, well, Yom Tov, like on Shabbos. We're not going to get into Yom Tov because that's not so clear. I'm sorry. I apologize. What the Kolbo says is that we generally agree with is that it's only Midrabanan. But he says you have to have three meals on Yom Tov, like on Shabbos. That we don't hold. But he says you have to have three with wine, Livsal base kikaros shlemos, and to have them with two loaves of bread, zecher laman, shloya yored beyom tov, vaya mishna mi ba'era, because the man did not fall on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos, and it doubled the evening before, so it's like two loaves for the double that fell before. The fisha gan b'Shabbos lo matzanu, hamitzvah zos muveres b'Torah rak midukteg amikros, ve'inam el asmachta ba'alma. So the Kolbo says that yes, the
We learn, it says, Ichlu Hayom, it says the word Hayom three times, but there's something in the Torah called an asmachta. What's an asmachta? That sometimes it's not clear, even if the Gemara brings a Torah source about something, sometimes it's only like a hint, an assistance, a way to sort of like remember the rabbinic mitzvah, to connect the rabbinic mitzvah to a word in the Torah. After all, it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that you should eat three meals on Shabbos. It says that Moshe tells them, Ichlu, Hayom, 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 three times. It doesn't say explicitly. So the Kobo says, no. This pasuk is only like a hint to this idea, which the rabbi said, to have three meals. Now, by the way, why do you think it's appropriate that, like, why would the rabbi say have three meals? Why would they say that? In other words, the hayom is just an assistance. What's so special about having three meals? Like, why would they say, for Oneg Shabbos, you should have three meals? Well, why would you think that? Like, what's so special about three meals? Any thoughts about that? Okay, well, I'll tell you. I think that the idea is, the goal of Shabbos is to do something different than the rest of the week. Better and different. The goal of Shabbos is to dress differently the rest of the week. The goal of Shabbos is not just to have nice clothes. It's not just to eat nicely. It's to dress differently and nicer. To eat differently and nicer. It's to distinguish Shabbos from the rest of the week. So in the olden days, and nowadays we have breakfast, lunch, and supper, but in the olden days they had two meals a day, right? In fact, let's say that there was a poor person who was being supported by the community. So we actually see this in the Rambam, the next source. If you look in source 8, so the Rambam writes, and this is in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Tes. Chayvim lechol sholosh sudos b'Shabbos, achas arvis v'achas shachat v'achas mincha. You're obligated to have three meals. V'zerach lizar b'sholosh sudos elu. You need to be careful with these three meals. Shlo yivchos minhem klal. You shouldn't have less of them. V'afilu onim mitzparis minat staka soed sholosh sudos. So the three meals are so important that he support for communal funds. What does that mean? That the community is supposed to give tzedakah to help people out. But we don't. When we help people out who are poor, who need food, who need money, we don't give them, you know, luxurious stuff. We give them their basic needs. So you might have argued, well, what's their basic needs? So 6 days a week, their basic needs are what? Two meals a day. So no. So therefore, if the rest of the week you eat two meals a day, on Shabbos we do a little better. We have three meals a day. We have three meals on Shabbos, and it's so critical that even community funds should be used to provide for someone that third meal. And then he says, "V'mihaya chola meirov achilo shahaya misana tamid pater mishal sudos." Okay, if he is very sick or he's constantly fasting, he doesn't have to have the third meal. Right? I like to say one of the most difficult mitzvos in Judaism is shal shudos during the winter. you know, like you have a long meal, then an hour later you have to have a shal shudos. So, but in any case, v'tzarach likbo. Now look what the Rambam writes. V'tzarach likbo kol seuda. So you should have for every meal two loaves of bread, and you should also have what? You should have wine for all three meals. Now we're going to talk about, not this week, we're going to talk about the obligation of Lech HaMishnah for all the three meals. I think generally speaking, most of us have Lech HaMishnah for the first meal, the second meal, and some of us do for the third meal, some of us don't. But this requirement of wine, any of you have wine for Shal Shudos? No? So it's not so common. The Rambam says we should have it. So the question is, why don't we have, again, like a Shabbos meals, what? Lech HaMishnah and wine. So why don't we have wine for Shal Shudos? So the Piskei Tshuvos, this is a modern day Sefer, and source 9, he writes, Eliger Kavana Ki Lechabir Lanig at the Shabbos. The main intent is to honor and to enjoy Shabbos. Like the custom is, in important meals, to honor with meat and wine. So therefore, the whole idea is it's only when you're enjoying it, and when you're used to it. And therefore, bizmanenu, in our days, she'ein regilim likboa sudos chashuvos al yain, umiskabdim b'shtias tor macherim. Nowadays, we don't usually have important meals with wine. and we usually have, we drink other things. Ein chov lishtol stavka yayin b'suchas suda, ele shar mashkos achavivim alav. So he doesn't say you make kiddush. In other words, Ram didn't say you make kiddush for shal shuda. So kiddush for the Friday night meal and Shabbos day meal, the first meal on Shabbos day. So there we have wine vis-a-vis kiddush. So that's something different. What the Rambam was saying, that for all three meals, we should have wine throughout the meal. But that is for what reason? For the reason of oneg, in enjoyment. So those people who love wine, fine. But other people like Coke, or seltzer, or some whatever, some other beverage. So that's why this practice, which is found in the Rambam and other Rishonim, of having wine as part of a meal, we don't find it when it comes to Shal Shudas, because it's not oneg for us now. Just like many people would not have a dish of beets, even though the Gemara says, oh, beets were a delicacy. So similarly, wine is not such a delicacy for us, so therefore we don't have wine. Now, so if you turn the page in Source 10, Tosfos stuff in Psachim, Daf Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph says, Uvi Kiddusha. So here's a question. Can you have all three meals during the day? Now, do you need to have one at night and two during the day? Like, what's the timing for the meals? So Tosfos and Psachim, right? So Tosfos and Psachim, Daf Kuf Alpha and Aleph, he has a line where he says, Uvi Kiddusha Dahacha Lo Nafkisu. But the Kiddush here, so he's talking about the Kiddush here, where if you look in the English, the footnote 6 says, Rabbah is telling Abaye, he was visiting him for Shabbos, that he should listen to Kiddush and eat some food before returning to his lodging. Okay? So why is that? Because they didn't think that he would eat the meal without light. Okay? So Tosa says, Uma shalo haya makbid al suda Shabbos, shalecho below ner. So apparently Rabbah wasn't so strict about eating the Shabbos meal, right, such that he said not to eat it without a candle. Hainu mishum sheyuchlu lasos lamachar shol sudos. So he says, because what happened, the Friday night meal in those days, right, he wasn't so particular about eating the Shabbos meal. So, like, why? Because he said, you know what, I'll have the meal the next day. In other words, Tosfa says, I guess, Rab, he didn't have a candle, right? And he didn't have a key. He wasn't so makpid, right, about eating the meal Friday night if he didn't have a candle, because he thought the next day I could have three meals. Not a big deal. In other words, he didn't care so much if he didn't have a candle right now for a meal Friday night, because he thought that the next day he can have three meals on Shabbos. The question is, do we hold like that? Can you actually, let's say, you're too tired Friday night to have a meal, can you say, I'll just have three meals the next day? According to Tosfos, yes. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes the following. Not so simple. He says, "Vinei be'emes finis daiti tzricha lios asuda shnia." The truth is, Tosfos seems to say, yeah, if you can't have it that night, you can make it up the next day. But it seems that that's only like if you didn't eat it, like if you weren't able to eat it at night, then you could have it the next day. But ideally, you should have it at night. The next question really is, can you have the second meal? Like, when do you have the second meal? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Vinei be'emes lefinis daiti tzricha lios hasuda shnia rak korem chatzos." The second meal has to be before chatzos. Sherei kamosha suda shlishi tzricha lios rak achar chatzos. He seems to break it up. He wants to say the first meal has to be at night, second meal has to be before chatzos, and the third meal has to be after chatzos. Right. So the three meals we learn from three hayoms, right? So tzarech lios kolacha zman kavuf niatzma. Since it says three hayoms, you have to have three fixed times when you're going to have the meal. The first meal should be at one fixed time. The second meal another fixed time. The third meal another fixed time. So what would be three fixed times? So the first fixed time number one is night. Second fixed time before chatzos, midday, and the third fixed time is after chatzos. Baruch Hu shesuda shnia tzricha lios haschola al kol panim korem chatzos. So he seems to say you should try to start lunch before chatzos. Okay, and in fact that's how Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul said in Source 12, L'chadchila tzarech liso tzuda shnia kodem chatzos hayom. This seems to be correct. He cites that Rizal says the same thing. The Kaf HaChaim says that. And the Shulchan Aruch also seems to say that it should be in the morning. And the Prima Gadim says, im time midi kodem tefilas musaf, if you eat a little bit before musaf, okay, then you can delay afterwards. Okay. But again, it seems that that's what we should try to do. It seems that we should try to have the night, you know, the first meal at night, second meal before chatzos, or at least have something before, because if you think about it, well, we're going to talk about this, that really, you really shouldn't be fasting a lot. And so if you don't have anything before chatzos, so that might be a lack of oneg. But we try to have the three meals, nighttime and night, second meal before chatzos, third meal after chatzos. Now, what about this requirement to eat bread? Okay? So the at least we'll talk about the first two meals at the very least. So in source 14, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Reishayin Dalet Sif Dalet says Suda Zuvishel Shacharis Yishel Lasut Zeblo Pas. You have to have bread because that's what it means to have a meal. Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Reishayin Dalet Sif Aleph. He says Yehei Zahir Maod Lakayim Suda Shlishis Vaaf Im Hu Saver Yochel Lakayim Osam Bebeitza. So you should try to be careful during Shalosh Shudas to have it with a kibetza of bread. I think we will learn. I think we will learn there are some leniencies if you can. Ideally, we're gonna learn it in a few weeks about Shalosh Shudas. But ideally, he seems to say you should try to have a kibetza of bread. And he says the Magen Avraham says no, maybe Yosef Ma'at be kibetza, just a little more than a kibetza. And but the Mishnah Berurah in Source 17 says. But do you have at least a kazayas of bread? Okay, so in other words, if you're full at winter meal, you have, you know, you're full for lunch, try to have at least a kazayas of bread. But it seems that ideally you want to have a kibetza, which the Yalkut Yosef in Source 18 says is kibetza pas, which is 54 grams, which is about 2 ounces. Okay, so you want to try to, so in other words, bottom line is, for every meal, you should try to have, if you can, a kibetza, which is about 2 fluid ounces, like 50 grams, at the very least, a kazayas. But to some people, they can't have breads. What are they supposed to do? Or they can't have, you know, they're stuck with certain grains, right? Some people need a gluten-free diet. So what are they supposed to do? What are they supposed to do with the meal, with the bread? So the Shulchan Aruch talks about this. Source 19, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim. There are those who say, She'adam she'mazik lo ha'achila. Let's say someone is harmed by eating. Da'az oneg hu she'lo lechol lo yochal. The whole basis of eating the three meals is based on oneg Shabbos. That's what all comes from, oneg Shabbos, that you're enjoying the Shabbos. So, but what if the food is harmful for you, for whatever reason? So then, if it's going to cause you pain, it's Oneg Shabbos, maybe, for you not to eat, right? So, based on this, Rav Rimon in Source 20 says the following. He says, "Ma dilo shelchola tziliak." That's a Hebrew word. It means tziliak. Biyachas lechovas achilas lechem. What's the halacha of a patient, a celiac patient, regarding the obligation to eat bread? L'chola deos, according to every opinion, sudos Shabbos bichlal v'achilas lechem biprat. The meals of Shabbos in general and eating bread specifically. Kshuros la'onik Shabbos. It all emanates. It's not like a formal halacha. Like it could be a, I don't want to wear fancy clothes on Shabbos because I don't enjoy it. It could be that the reason to have fancy clothes on Shabbos is kavod Shabbos. That's respect. It might be something more objective. That the meals of Shabbos are based on oneg. It's all tied to oneg, to enjoyment. Uchshem shemi shachila bichlal mitza eres also pata mishol sudos. And just like someone who's eating is causing him pain, he's exempt from the three meals. Kach mi shachila slecha mitza eres also pata mibedu. So too, one who's eating. That just like someone who's, right, if eating is painful altogether, so you're exempt from eating the three meals. So if eating bread is also painful for you, then you're also exempt from it. So v'lachein cholat tziliak v'chadoma shachilas lechem mazikalo yochav v'sidasa dvar machayim. So therefore, if someone who is a celiac, he can't have gluten, so he can have bread, so he can eat other things. But he points out, Ibzos, Yesh Litzayim, nevertheless, we should point out, Shekayom Nitan Lahasi Kemach Chita Miuchad Shiotsu Menu Es Hagluten. What do they have nowadays? What do they have now? Gluten free. They have gluten free. So I don't know if they had gluten free in the old days, but they have gluten free bread now. Shekhoim Lecho Bishavas Chalos Shebirchasan Hamoti Blo Gluten. So he says, okay, that since now they have hamotzi, gluten-free bread, that's what you should get. In other words, the rabbis told you you're supposed to have bread. So you should have bread as long as it's onik to you. In other words, what he's saying is, it's not that, okay, if regular bread is not an onik for me, then I'm exempt. That you should first try to have bread. You need to find bread that's onik to you. If you have bread that's onik to you, that's enjoyable to you, then you have to have bread. If no bread is oneg to you, then you don't. So if there's no gluten-free bread around, then you don't have to eat it, right? But since we have gluten-free bread, so you are obligated to eat. You should find the gluten-free bread. Okay. Okay. Any questions?
We have only regular rolls.
What? Only regular rolls. Right. Okay. Last brief topic here. Is the prohibition to fast on Shabbos. So what would you say? Are you allowed to fast on Shabbos? What would you say?
No.
No? You think you might ever be allowed to fast on Shabbos? Why? When do you think you'd be allowed to fast?
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, right. This Shabbos. Okay, fine, right.
Only
fine. But it's not Yom Kippur. Shabbat. Any other time you're allowed to fast?
If it falls on Shabbat.
What? Right, other than Yom Kippur. So you would think, normally speaking, you should not fast. Why? Because fasting generally is not enjoyable, I would think. Aser, like the Rabbin writes in Source 21, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Yud Beis. Aser liyisanos v'lizok v'lischanei v'levakech rachmi b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast and cry out and plead for mercy on Shabbos. V'afilu b'tzara min atzara shetziu mis'anim masrim aleyam. Ein mis'anim v'lo masrim b'Shabbos. And even, let's say the community is, there's a distressing circumstance, and the tzibor is crying out, and they're fasting. We don't do it on Shabbos. V'lo b'yomim tovim, not on Yom Tov. Chutz mi'ir she'kifua goyim onaro sfina mataravis b'yom she'masrim aleyam b'Shabbos lazor osam mischanim v'akshim aleyam rachmim. There are exceptions. So the only time you're allowed to fast and cry out on Shabbos, if you have a city that's surrounded by non-Jews, or a flooding river, or a ship that's sinking at sea. In other words, these are situations where they're not just potential dangers, they're dangers here and now. So then potentially we would cry out, and also potentially we might even fast, maybe. So let's talk about the issue of fasting. So this, the Yerushalmi, source 22, says, Ravacha, Rabbeu, B'Shei, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina, Osher Lisanos, Ad Shei Shos, B'Shabbos. You really shouldn't fast, through 6 hours on Shabbos, right? You know, even if for some reason you're not going to have a bread, besides the bread meal requirement, you really shouldn't fast more than 6 hours. Why? Because that's a lack of oneg. I mean, some people they're into intermittent fasting, so maybe they fast a lot. But since it's not enjoyable till Chatzos, so you should make sure to eat. You should make sure to eat. And as the point is that even if you plan on having a big lunch and it's going to be after Chatzos, you shouldn't fast past Chatzos, even if you're going to have a big meal afterwards. The Be'er Halacha explains, Osher Lisanos, V'Isser Tanis B'Shabbos, and the prohibition to fast on Shabbos, Yesh Deos Paposkim, Imhu Rak Midivrei Kabbalah, Midachstiv, across the Shabbos Oneg. It is based on what we see from... Now, what's it based on? Is it based on the Navi of Oneg Shabbos, the lack of Oneg Shabbos if you don't eat, right? But pass until Chatzos. Ohu midaraisa, or is it of a Torah source? Because it says Ichlu Ayom. They have to eat, right? You have to have three meals. One of those meals has to be before Chatzos. V'nir Pasha, the Tanis Ad Vav Shos, Chuli Alma Midrabah. No, it seems it's a rabbinic prohibition. And the Shulchan Aruch writes this at Orachayim Reish Pei Chesif Aleph. He says, Osli Sanos B'Shabbos Ad Shei Shos. And Rama said, "The field lo benim tzpal aser. Even someone wants to be very frum, and he wants to learn. He goes to shul Shabbos morning. He's feeling
He davened and he had a great davening. He feels very spiritually motivated. He or she has been working really hard all during the week. She feels like this light of like spirituality, and she wants to take advantage and like after davening stay and learn and really get into it. It's a beautiful thing, but you got to make sure you eat before chatzos, because you're supposed to enjoy also. You shouldn't be in a state of tsar, in a state of pain. Mishnah Berurah says Archaim in source 25 Archaim sif reish peches sif katan aleph advav shaos. The gamachol, even during the week, ochal achar vav shaos, have a kizorek even lachemes. It's like you're throwing a stone into a barrel. In other words, it's not healthy. Okay, nikra kamo tanis b'shabbos. Again, some people do intermittent fasting and think it is healthy, so I'm not sure what to say about that. But with the shame tanis afilu shachas aser. He said, if you're just simply not eating because we didn't get a chance to eat, so then. Until after chatzos, it's not so healthy. You really shouldn't do that. But l'shem tanis, but if you're fasting for the sake of fasting, afili sha'achas aser, even for one hour, it's forbidden. Because you're not allowed to do something, because that's you can't do something for the sake of fasting. So if it's not for the sake of fasting, you just get a chance to eat. You're totally focused on your davening and learning afterwards. So you have until chatzos. But if you say, you know what, I'm feeling bad about something, I want to fast for a little bit, can't do that on Shabbos. That's what he says. He says, "Valkein shalokedin osim miksas kilo shemisan b'shabbos ad samach chatzos al hagzeros." Let's say there's some evil decrees, so against the Jewish people, unfortunately. So you cry out, maybe fast during the week, but Shabbos is a time of hope. You know, whatever suffering we have on Shabbos during the week, on Shabbos we should feel a little more positive, and so therefore we should. You know, sometimes think, oh, Onek Shabbos, oh, what's the big deal? Sometimes to have Onek Shabbos is a challenge, right? Sometimes to fast is a challenge, but sometimes to have Onek Shabbos is a challenge. If we're feeling down, if we're upset, if we're sad, sometimes we need to be obligated, forced, as it were, to be happy, because it's not always simple. It's not always simple to be happy. So we're told that Shabbos is a time, again, we can't, there are difficult things. There's a time and place for everything. We need space for everything in our lives. We need a space to mourn, to cry, to be sad. We also need a space to be happy. And Shabbos is a space generally to be happy.
Are you saying that that is really a halacha to chatzos?
Yeah. We should try to avoid. Yes, yeah. You really should try to avoid fasting by.
I mean, even if you're not fasting, you just.
Yeah, you should try to eat. Yeah, I think there are like sometimes like. You know, so something. What you can do is, if you drink some water before davening, so you're not allowed to eat or drink before davening. Again, women make brachos; they can eat, but if you drink some water before, if you're nervous, like I'd say, it's a long davening for whatever reason. It's whatever, a bunch of things. It's they're davening koheles, they're delaying koheles, and this yisker, whatever it is, a bunch of things, and so then you can, if you drink some water before going to shul, then you're covered. But yeah, it seems that we try to avoid the Ramah rites. You shouldn't fast until Chatzos. The Yalkut Yosef says, one exception. Ha-chalom, ha-roa chalom ra b'leil Shabbos. If you see a bad dream on Friday night. Ain lo lisanos b'Shabbos. He says the following. You really shouldn't fast on Shabbos. Afili ima chalom hu echad mishlosha chalomos ra'im shehuzku b'perk ha-roa v'shulchan arech. There's certain bad dreams. I'm not an expert on dreams, but there's some dreams that Gemara talks about which can make people feel bad. He says you shouldn't fast. Even there's something called a Tanis Chalom, which is a fast based on a certain dream, and but he says you shouldn't do that on Shabbos. El Yaktis Yom Shabbos Ahu Limutorav LeKriyas Tehillim Kficocho. If you had a bad dream, you should designate the Shabbos to learn Torah, to read Tehillim. Don't engage in idle chatter. That will serve as an atonement. Let's say you're so distraught, you had this really bad dream, and you're into this. You're into the, not everyone who has a certain dream is into it being significant. So I'm saying there are different opinions on how you look at bad dreams. But if you're someone who, when you get a bad dream, you're so overly distraught. You are in tremendous distress. Then you're allowed to fast on Shabbos.
Why are you allowed to fast on Shabbos? Why do you think you're allowed to fast on Shabbos? Because that is oneg for you. In other words, if you are someone, and let's say you come to me and you say, I'm so distraught. I said, no, it'll be okay. Just learn a little more. Make Kiddush. Don't speak it in Lashon Hara over Shabbos. Say Tehillim. And I try to convince you, and you don't buy it. You're still distraught. No matter how much I try to tell you, you're still distraught. You're still upset. So then, in that case, then you would be allowed to fast the Shabbos. Why? Because that's an oneg for you. That would be oneg Shabbos for you to fast. In that one instance, that would be oneg for you. And he says, not only do you have to fast, not only do you fast on Shabbos, you have to fast on Sunday. It's hard, a double fast, to atone for the fact that you're mevatel oneg Shabbos. Then you repent and healed. We generally try to avoid fasting, but it could be if someone's so distraught because of what happened, so then he could, that's the only time he could fast, but other than that, we don't fast on Shabbos. Okay? Any questions? Okay, we're going to get more into depth of the obligation of two loaves of bread, what's considered lecha mishnah, you know, how whole does it have to be? A lot of different issues. And shal shudas, we have to have a loaf. We'll come back with that, God willing, next week. Okay?